This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, scumbags. This is the Scummy Mummies podcast with your hosts, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne.
Welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. Ho, ho, ho! It is the Christmas food show, Ellie.
Oh, I'm very excited. I love talking about food.
I love talking about Christmas. But do you know what I love even more? Sarah Rossi!
I also like her. Sarah.
She's back!
Yes. So Sarah Rossi, a.k.a. Taming Twins, a.k.a. the author, best Sunday Times best-selling author. I can't believe I'm with two of them right here, right now. For your excellent recipe book, Sarah. What's for dinner in one pot and what's for dinner... That's the end of that sentence.
Fuss-free family food in 30 minutes.
Fuss-free family food in 30 minutes.
Yes, exactly
excellent.
Right.
You could have made it easy to say if you don't know. Welcome back to the podcast, Sarah.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
How have you been since you last appeared in my house with a casserole? which we've eaten with gratitude. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Very well, thank you. As you say, my second book came out, which was very, very exciting. And I was just talking to you before we started recording, saying that there's always nerves before a new book comes out, and then when people start cooking from it, it's just amazing and feels so good when it starts to be useful.
Well, we've been cooking loads from it, haven't we? I've done the chicken stew, I've done the curry, the peanut butter curry.
Oh, lovely. My God, that is delicious. And I love that you sent the book out to us with the kitchen sink popcorn. Oh my God, we were like eating that in hand, chunky handfuls. It was like popcorn, M&M's, chocolate.
I feel like that's a good start to a book, isn't it? If you start it off with a pile of chocolate in front of you, it's good feelings about the book.
All excellent. Food groups were covered.
Yes. But we're not here to talk about your boring old book, Sarah.
Very, very excellent. Available in all good bookshops and online.
They really are great. Yeah. We're here to talk about our favourite kind of food, which is, of course, Christmas food.
Yes, and we are in the Christmas mood this year, and we should do a big shout out to our fabulous sponsors. We are powered by, Ellie, we are in the HQ of White Stuff, which is a brilliant fashion brand, and we've been working with them this Christmas. We've had a Christmas competition, and would you believe this, Ellie? They've got a discount code for the listeners.
Unbelievable!
I can't believe it myself!
Where did they come up with these ideas?
How is this coming out of my mouth?
What's the discount, Helen?
It is 50.
Is it 5%? Is it 10%?
Shut up! No way! 15!
I've died!
Get back to life so I can tell you the code!
Okay, I'm back.
All right. It's Scummies 15, Ellie.
Scummies, is that S-C-U-M-M-I-E-S 15?
Oh, again!
The very one.
And it's valid on full price items from the 24th of October to the 10th of December.
Terms and conditions apply.
Exactly right. Go to whitestuff.com and at whitestuffuk on the Instagram for more.
Yes, and we're actually all sitting here in lovely White Stuff Fair Isle Christmas jumpers. I feel very
cozy,
festive.
Aren't they? Oh,
very cozy, which is good because we can't afford to put the heating on. But with 50% off White Stuff, we can all be cozy and warm this Christmas.
Oh, and speaking of jumpers, they've got these little mini jumpers, which are decorations, Ellie.
Mm.
And £5 from each of the Christmas decoration goes to their fabulous charity, Homestart UK.
Well, there you go.
Cool.
Great bunch of lads.
Unbelievably.
Unbelievably, but true. Yes. Doesn't mean anything. It's nonsensical.
Unbelievable. Let's go into Christmas eating.
Yes, exactly. So I especially wanted to get you back for this special Christmas food edition of the podcast,
Can
Sarah.
I just say, when you sent a message asking to talk about Christmas food, I was like, this is my moment, this is my time.
You're like, yes,
I love it. I could talk about it all day.
Excellent, Excellent. Me too. And I could talk about it to you because last Christmas, you saved my Christmas, aww, Sarah Rossi, because I went on Taming Twins on your blog and you've got all these amazing Christmas recipes. Because look, we all love a bit of Nigella and we all love a bit of Jamie and all of that, but we don't all live like in an enormous mansion in the middle of London or in the countryside with our 18 children.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't need
staff. Yes. That'd be nice.
Yes.
It?
We don't need to cook a roast rib of beef for 18 people. We just need to get some food on the table and it's the 19th of December and we've got no time and it's the Christmas play tomorrow and we haven't wrapped the present for the aunt. We're only seeing on the 20th and it's just a nightmare and we just need to get some food on the table, but it'd be Christmas. And that's what you're brilliant at, Sarah.
Yeah, I grew up with quite stressful Christmases. And yeah, I don't want those to happen.
Do you mean
again,
like food stress general EastEnders episode vibes?
Well, no, yeah, I feel like there was always quite a lot of pressure around Christmas.
Right.
Especially food and pleasing everybody and getting everything done on time. And my poor mum always looked quite harassed and under pressure and slightly sweaty. Sorry, Mum. And I just don't want that to be my Christmases.
There must be another way.
There must be another way. And I've kind of made it my job to try and find another way, which I worked, like you say, I worked really hard on last year online. Lots of easy Christmas recipes and a plan for Christmas to take the stress out of it, hopefully. That's the idea.
Because what is your strategy when you approach Christmas? Are you an Ellie or a Helen, Sarah? Because I have a dedicated Christmas bullet journal. It's colour-coded red and green, obviously. Yes, Sarah, I'm not a savage. And I like to plan. I have a spreadsheet for my Elf on the Shelf. I have Christmas menus. In advance, I ordered the turkey in September. I'm going. But as I've said, that still means somehow I ended up stressed and it's
when
a
do
nightmare.
You start writing in the journal?
Oh well, obviously I have the September checklist for things I have to check off in September, and then I have a month by month things to do. Check we've got stamps, things like
this
that.
This speaks to my soul. I love it.
Fine.
Okay,
fine.
Helen, how would you describe your approach, Thorne?
I'm very relaxed. I kind of just let it flow. You know, I start thinking vaguely about the food maybe a week or two before Christmas.
Oh, that
Day.
Makes me unwell. That makes me so unwell. Sarah,
you know,
and I, we're clenching.
I like to play like Christmas cracker roulette. Who knows what Christmas crackers will have? What is available at the supermarket the day before?
Can I ask, does that ever cause you stress at any point? Or are
no,
you just
because
happy
I've
with
usually
it?
Started drinking Prosecco by right. about 8:30.
So it all feels good and fine?
Yes. Yeah. Look at all this.
Is that true?
Food. No.
I've seen you. I don't know.
I know. I remember once my son questioned some of the Christmas presents from Santa because he'd asked for some things didn't get, because when I went onto Amazon Prime, because that's how I get my presents like three days before, the Lego sets that he wanted were no longer available. So I kind of just guessed. I was like, oh, Father Christmas thought that you wanted this replica head of the Mandalorian. He's like, I never even asked for that. Whoops. Anyway, maybe you guys could provide the listener with some more helpful advice, because I think I'm, you know, hashtag winging it. Sometimes it's hashtag shitting it.
I think it's good to like lean into what feels good to you.
Yes.
And if that feels fine for you, that's fine. But clearly we are
better
nerds who can't live like that.
Yeah, okay. You've got to be able to sleep at night.
For me, it's because I want to be like that,
yes,
that I have to do the planning in advance.
This is what I always say. It's a common misconception that all organised people are just doing it because they're uptight and they enjoy the joy of being uptight and having everything, you know. And I don't think that's true for everybody. I think we're uptight. No,
you're
I think
planning
we're
to have fun.
We're planning to be lazy. I like to be lazy.
Yes.
I like to think, oh, I don't have to think about this or do this because I've thought about this and done this before.
I think
so
that's exactly it for
I can
me.
Let go in the moment, but that means a lot of work beforehand. Is that your...
100%. I feel like it leaves me space to relax and enjoy those few days run up to Christmas where I would have been stressing about a sprout or something. I don't want to be doing that. I want to be having a snowball and loving life. And,
exactly.
You know.
What's a snowball?
What?
Oh, Helen Thorne.
I'm an Australian listener.
She's never even seen snow. Never seen snow.
What?
If you've never had a snowball?
I'm not lying.
It's not a sex thing. Don't panic.
Oh, it's not.
Damn it.
Oh, sorry. Did you pull that down now?
Oh, my God. Ellie tells me one thing, lemon party this, and that's...
Don't Google it. Do not Google it.
I wasn't propositioning it. No, let me give you a snowball.
All right, hang on. Right, so is it a drink?
Yes.
Okay, that narrows it down.
Yeah, it's Advocar, which is like...
It's like the yellow one.
Yes.
The eggy
yes.
one.
It's like alcoholic custard.
Ooh!
Kind of. And maybe now you're that's talking. Not a professional description.
Like a creamy...
Yes.
Creamy...
This is not...
So like condensed milk?
Kind, slightly that
but
texture.
Eggy.
Yeah. But a little... Yeah, we're not selling this to anybody.
Sorry.
And then you put some lime, fresh juice of fresh lime, and lemonade on top over ice. Has to be wearing a Christmas jumper as you drink it, or it's disgusting.
Okay.
But as soon as you put a Christmas jumper on and drink it, it's like
rosé. I can't drink rosé after the 31st of August. I am in the world,
incorrect.
It doesn't taste the same.
All right, I'll make it and take a photo of myself and send it to you both.
Yeah. I would never drink it any other time of the year, but when you're cooking or wrapping up presents, it just feels
what I
right.
want is a savoury custard that makes me drunk. That's what I want.
Yeah. Topped up with lime.
When do you start planning for your Christmas, Sarah? Are you doing things in September, or are you taking a more sensible, sane attitude?
No, absolutely not. So it's slightly different for me now because I'm obviously writing online about and sharing Christmas recipes. So I started thinking about it like in the summer.
Right.
Yeah, I know, which is mad. For us personally, I would normally be thinking about it in November. And I try... Okay. Well, the thing I try and do, which I really love, is to do some cooking then and get some stuff in the freezer. Which does save a lot of stress. But even if you haven't done that and you're coming and it's December, you can still do a few things, get them in the freezer, get some cooking done in advance, which takes the stress off as you come very close to Christmas Day. It's my favourite tactic.
Because you're very good at these bag things, aren't you? What are they? You just throw stuff in
the
bag.
You want me to say the name, don't you?
What is it?
A dump bag.
Dump bag.
Yeah.
So unattractive.
It doesn't sound great, to be honest.
I know. Do you know what? I tried to change that, and everyone just really liked the fact they were called dump.
No, it's a bit
because
filthy.
I think it's what it is on the does what it is in the
yeah,
tin.
So you fill the bag, put it in the freezer, and then defrost the bag, and then dump it in your slow cooker to cook.
What's your number one dump bag? What dump bag have you dumped things in?
Do you want to say that a few more times?
Dump bag. Get out of your system, Ellie.
Don't Google it.
I do one that's got a beef curry, which is really, really easy. Beef and tomatoes and curry paste. And it's really convenient just to get in the slow cooker when you want... You know those nights where there's always that a Christmas play and you've got some wrapping to do and you've got something else to remember and it's all stressful? And those are good days for those recipes.
All you need to do is just take the crock pot or the slow cooker and give everyone a spoon. And that... And you just eat over the slow cooker. That's
save
fine. Absolutely.
That.
Yes.
I think there is no smuggery like it either. Like it's like I can't exercise in the afternoon. I have to go in the morning so I can enjoy the feeling of being of the smug feeling all day. I feel like there is no... The next level of smuggery is to put stuff in the slow cooker in the morning, because then you're reminded by the smell of how brilliant you are all day until it's time to eat your dump bag.
So one of my favourite things on Instagram is when people tag me in their Instagram stories of their recipes cooking from the books or the blog, and I love it. It's so lovely to see. But the morning ones, they are the best because people are like, I can't believe it. It's 8 a.m. and I've got something in the slow cooker. I'm just winning a life today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
No, it's great. Do you have to defrost the bag before you...
Yes,
you do have to do that.
If it's got meat in, yeah.
Yes, health and safety. Well,
damn
say
it!
That. Yes,
I'm
say
so
that.
Sorry. But the other thing you can do, which I think is a really good thing to do on the run-up to Christmas, before you get into that week before Christmas, is to cook some dishes. Casserole, slow cooker, stuff like that. Put them cooked in the freezer, and that way... It's like having a takeaway that you've cooked yourself as a surprise in the freezer when you're really busy.
And I'd love it.
Also, it's no pressure because you can just cook double for dinner one night and then freeze the leftovers.
This sounds like a very handy tip.
So, Sarah, one of your specialist subjects is making Christmas, and especially Christmas food, a bit easier for people and, you know, helping us to get ahead, as they say. What are your top tips?
So, my top tips for Christmas Day cooking are... Like you've just said, to get ahead. Do as much as you can in advance.
Make the gravy in July.
Make the gravy in maybe a bit later than that, but still early is a good tip, a very good tip. And also, this sounds really bizarre, but to cook your roast potatoes, cook your pigs in blankets until they're almost cooked the night before.
What? What?
I know.
I don't know if
mind
I really...
Mind blown.
I don't know. Are you... Really? Really?
And so you're saving oven space on the day, and then you just pop them back... into the oven for 10-15 minutes on Christmas Day.
Are they as crispy though?
They're even better because they're like double cooked.
Mind blown.
You
have blown me hard today. So hard. Wow, potatoes crispy.
I love
excellent.
That.
It's the juggle of the oven on Christmas Day.
It is.
That is very stressful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If they're only in there for a short period of time.
Now,
already.
Do you do a starter for Christmas dinner, or are you like, everyone's just going to eat so much, sodom?
I like to do some little nibbles.
Talk us through your nibbles.
Well, the nibbles are... The reason I like the nibbles is, one, you can prep them in advance.
Yeah.
And two, you don't need to all sit down.
Yeah.
And also, you don't need another set of kind of crockery or plates or anything.
Yes.
So
yes.
You can put it on a tray. And
finger food.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I like to do these recipes are on the blog, but I like to do a little. I'm showing you what a cup is.
No one can see
that on a podcast. Yeah. It's my hand. Sorry. A little lettuce leaf with some prawn cocktail in, which looks brilliant, fancy,
especially because my husband is allergic to shellfish, and usually he's really annoyed me by the time Christmas lunch comes around. Being in the kitchen, you know, when they come and stand in the kitchen,
always in the wrong spot
when you're holding a tray of hot fat.
Yeah, so you could just waft a prawn.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Are we talking like a cos,
A little gem. I knew where you were going with that. You want a little gem.
Yes.
Little gem.
Like a little...
They also look like you've put quite a lot of effort in.
I love prawn cocktails.
Which is my favourite. Something that looks like it's taken a lot of work and it hasn't.
Mm. Can you make the prawn cocktail bit the day before?
Exactly.
Is that mayonnaise and ketchup?
Yes. Don't ruin my culinary secrets there. Thanks.
Sorry, exposed.
There's the recipe and the tips are on my site, and along with timings of how to do this stuff in advance, because that's when it's stressful. What are the other ones I really like? This is nice. A puff pastry with brie and cranberry cooked in little muffin tins. They look really good.
Mm. Very, very good.
And what do we all need before we eat? Loads of roast potatoes, some puff pastries.
So 100%.
It's always good for me.
I often buy the little frozen sausage rolls. Just I'm so lazy, I don't even really want to wrap pastry around anything.
No.
Just get someone else to do it and buy that. But if you, but then the sort of biff, while the oven heats up, so literally in 10 minutes, you do the egg wash thing where you just brush it with egg and then, or make a child do it, as I often do. And then this dip, which is just creme fraiche with just a dollop of Dijon and a dollop of whole grain mustard.
Ooh, nice.
And then the sausage rolls coming out looking all golden. And then people think, you go, oh yes, I made that dip. They don't know you put freeze things in it and just stirred it around. But people really like it. You've had it many times.
It is absolutely delicious.
I love that.
That is very, very, very strong. And I think there's nothing wrong with getting your old packety, you know, from your supermarket, you know, the ones you just shove in the oven.
Mm.
But it's nice to make things.
But also I do think the way you feel about Christmas is a lot more important than what's actually coming out of the kitchen. It's really important to remember that. People send me a lot of messages over Christmas and December being very stressed about food and quite anxious, which is what has drawn me to trying to write these really easy recipes where you still feel like you've achieved something and produced something delicious.
I think it's that, isn't it? It's a balance. And mine sort of changed over the last few years where I've got lazier. Like 10 years ago, I'm going to make my own blinis. And then like 1 year we had oysters. So I spent like an hour really stressfully trying not to knife myself in an artery. And it's kind of fun. But then you sort of go, especially when you've got kids as well, it's just like, oh, do you know what? Nobody cares about this as much as me, actually.
Mm. Have you seen the video of my dog at Christmas?
No.
Okay, so I post this every Christmas. I think it happened maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and I know we're going to talk about ham later, but I was filming a video for Instagram of this slow cooker ham that I make.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Christmas, and this scene was beautiful. There was the Christmas tree in the background, and then the ham, and everything looked gorgeous. And so when I start filming recipes, I film, go off, and, you know, I kind of have to go and get a knife or go and do something. And I start filming, and you see what happens? You can imagine what happens here. And the dog comes right up to the camera and is chewing on the ham. And you can hear...
Oh my God. You can hear
the joy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And his little face, he looks so happy. And then you just hear in the background, "Mummy, Archie's eating the ham!" Anyway, it was so funny. And this, people loved seeing this more than any of my Christmas recipes.
Of course they do.
And we were just laughing so much. Mm. And every year I put that out because it reminds me that, like, whatever else is going on, like, there's always going to be a dog who wants to eat the ham.
I mean, that's a good metaphor, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever happens, there's always going to be a dog who wants to eat
that. And Christmas will still carry on, and everyone will still be happy. And the number one question everyone asks is, did we still eat the ham? Yes, I cut that bit off.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've scraped the top off butter that the cat's with the head butter at my
He goes wild when he can smell the ham cooking at Christmas time.
Don't we all?
I can understand. I'd want to come over and put my head in your ham.
Well, there you go.
So, starters, keep it nice and simple.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah.
Cheesy angels or cheesy trees.
Oh.
So just, you get your puff pastry.
Yes.
A bit of a butter wash, and then use a cutter of Christmas decorations, and then just grate whatever cheese you like over the top.
I love that. You'll see that recipe coming out very soon.
Yes.
No, I have done it. I like it.
Cheesy angels with a mustard creme fraiche dip. That'll be Sarah's.
Hang on a minute.
Hang on. You can have that, Sarah.
You had it in your hands.
That's great. Yeah. I think it's that. It looks like you've made an effort.
Yes.
It's minimal effort. Yes. That's what I like.
I love that.
I love a cheesy angel. That's very delicious. Yeah.
So moving on to the main course then. Got any tips for the full turkey, banana, and how do we not fuck it up?
How do we not fuck the turkey up? That's always a good question. The answer is, I've fucked up a lot of turkeys over the years, which I feel like does put me in quite a good position to tell you how not to. My tips would be, buy a meat thermometer. You can Amazon Prime it, obviously.
You can, yes.
Buy a meat thermometer, which means that you can check the turkey so you know it's actually cooked, rather than giving it an extra hour or two.
I like mine a little rare, but speak for yourself. Turkey tartare.
Happy Boxing Day to you. So you can make sure it's just cooked. And they're not that expensive. They just take the guesswork and the stress out of it. So that's a really good thing if you can do that. And butter, I think, is a very good answer to most things in life, but also turkey. Lots of butter. There's a recipe on my site which is like butter with herbs and flavourings, and you basically slather it all over the turkey.
Sounds divine.
Oh.
But overcooking is the problem, so a thermometer will help you with that.
And let's really talk about the real spirit of Christmas, which is Boxing Day. And the Boxing Day eating. Honestly, I love almost putting in the real hard effort on the 25th, because the 26th is when the good shit
happens. What's your Boxing Day?
I just stand at my fridge with a knife and just like eat chunks of ham. That's my favourite thing.
Is it the ham? Cold ham?
The cold ham. And then I will have had like the jelly or the runoff, because I put the ham on, like, you know, when I bake it in a tin, you know, like a foil tin, like Nigella told us. Dip the ham in the glaze, the leftover glaze.
Okay,
that is my joy, standing at a fridge and just eating ham.
What about you, Sarah? What's your Boxing Day feast looking like? Funeral baked meats, my father always says. Get out the funeral baked meats. I think you read it in Hamlet. I don't know where you got that.
Can I have two?
Yeah.
Two meals. Okay, definitely bubble and squeak.
Oh, so now this is roast potatoes.
It's all the leftover veg.
Right, great.
Put together. A lot of people do it in a frying pan, which is where the name comes from, apparently. Bubble and squeak, because it's squeaked in the pan. But I'm too lazy for that, and I don't like standing over a frying pan with a Christmas hangover. So I put it in the oven, mix it all up, squash it together with an egg. Oh,
so then you get the crisp. You get a crispy...
And cheesy top.
Wait, do you beat an egg... to like bind it together. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
This is the tip that I want.
I would have that for breakfast with some bacon and an egg, a poached egg maybe.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And then at least one meal, cold turkey, homemade chips, nothing fancy, like just baked in the oven and some salad. And that's like my absolute favourite. That's one of my favourite meals of the whole year.
Yes, I would agree.
With a cold pig in blanket as you're waiting for the chips to cook in the oven.
When the bacon is sort of really solidified with the fat and it's almost unpleasant. You almost can cut your lip on the crispy bit of the bacon.
Yeah,
I like a corned beef hash for brunch. So leftover roast potatoes with just a raw onion just chopped up and a tin of corned beef just smushed. And then you do put it in the frying pan, or I do, but you don't really have to stand over it because it's supposed to be a bit burnt on the bottom, isn't it?
Nice. Yes.
That's what I tell myself. And then a fried egg on that and Worcester sauce. That's lovely. But the Boxing Day sandwich, I take a lot of time over it. It's got to be... Right, okay, let's go for it, Sarah. Bread. What kind of bread are we having?
Sourdough, slightly toasted, not very toasted.
No, sourdough's too chewy, and it's for posh people. just plain bread. Toasted though, we can concur on.
Okay, right.
What about moistness? What are we going for the moistness?
For the lubrication,
Do you have a moist maker?
Like in Friends. Yeah. Not really. I have usually gravy and mayonnaise.
On either side of the bread?
So one side of the... Yeah, one slice with...
You've obviously got good gravy, because I feel like it'd need to be quite thick to be able to...
I quite like a thick gravy. Do you? Yes.
Spreadable gravy.
like a casserole paste. Yeah.
Exactly, a paste.
Gelatinous. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, right. Okay, and then mayo on the other side.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And what's the breakwater in between? The turkey and...
Turkey, ham... Maybe avocado. Crispy bacon. Yeah, a bit of crispy bacon. Maybe a very thin smear of cranberry sauce just for the sourness, not too much, or it is
Where's
jammy.
The cranberry go if you've got mayo, gravy?
Is it in between the meats?
Is it on top of
lasagna?
Else?
Who knows?
Yeah.
A dollop.
And the turkey has to be salted. It has to have mould, and otherwise it's not good.
Yeah.
And maybe a bit of lettuce for vegetables.
Oh, yeah. The crunch.
I posted a moist maker sandwich last Christmas on Boxing Day, and people lost their at me because I put a moist maker with gravy next to lettuce. People went they were so cross with me, too soggy. Yeah, they were really cross.
Wow.
People are passionate about Boxing Day.
They're all hungover and bitter.
Yeah.
Did it taste good though? How dare you? It tasted delicious.
It tasted amazing. It was soggy lettuce. So good.
Oh, well, there
I think
you go.
I ate it so quickly, the lettuce didn't have a chance to get soggy. That's the answer.
Don't dilly-dally with the lettuce. Just get straight in.
Yeah, it was really good. It was so good.
So we've done Boxing, but I wanted to go back to Christmas Day. Desserts. Now, I'm rubbish at desserts. I can't bake cakes. I find it very tedious because you have to measure it and be precise, and I don't really like all that. And I've struggled for years with desserts, but last year I made your pavlova, your Christmas wreath pavlova, and I made your Bailey's cheesecake, which is everything
one.
It sounds like it should be. Yeah, so thank you. But yeah, they're actually really easy recipes, aren't they? Talk us through it, Sarah.
Those two? Yeah. Or Christmas puddings in general? I think anything that you can do in advance, that's what we want, don't we? Because like, who wants to be cooking something on Christmas Day?
No.
Absolutely not. So the Bailey's cheesecake, you can obviously prep that in advance. That's really good as well. And you can obviously lick the bowl out as you make it on Christmas Eve, which is a joy. There's another, and also the other thing is like oven space. So you don't want to be cooking anything on Christmas Day for pudding.
Yeah.
The pavlova, as you said, you can obviously make that in advance. There's another recipe on my site which is really good, which is a chocolate orange slow cooker puddle pudding. That's not the exact title. I've given it a longer, more descriptive title there, but it's in your slow cooker, so you don't have to use the oven or anything.
Is that like a self-sourcing pudding?
Exactly.
Absolutely excellent.
With chocolate orange on. So you've got the chocolate sauce, you're cooking it in the slow cooker, so it can just sit on the side and be ready at the end of Christmas lunch. It's really
good. We'll put a few of these links in our... in our show notes, but that sounds divine.
That is really good.
I do love the Christmas pudding, right? But I just remember the stress of my mother. She'd have like a side plate, she'd be steaming it.
Yeah.
We'd all have to have a timer for the, I mean, I like eating the Christmas pudding, but I saw her absolutely, and then you could overburn it and you'd hear the, you'd get the smell of like the burnt saucepan.
Was she steaming it in the, steaming it in the saucepan, yeah.
In the saucepan.
You can, yeah. if you're buying a ready-made one, or actually I guess if you have made it,
you can microwave it, can't you?
You can microwave it now.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Making brandy butter is one of my favourite things in the
is
world.
It?
Because it's
I've never made
butter.
That.
How did you do it? It's butter, icing, sugar and brandy.
The dream.
Oh my God. It's like all the elements, all my favourite things. Fat, sugar and alcohol combined into a lovely paste, and I will eat that straight from that's nice on top of a warmed mince pie the next day. You're very welcome, everybody.
I feel like you could have it on a crumpet as well.
You could have it on a crumpet. You could have it on absolutely anything, on yourself.
You could have it on a man.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Just sorry, I went off on a tangent.
Oh, I know, exactly.
Yeah. Do you make your own mince pies? Are we doing that?
Sorry.
Yes, it's the second coming.
Do I make my own mince pies?
Yes, that's what I said.
Sorry, yeah. I got distracted then. Yes, but again, I make a really easy version with puff pastry, piles of mincemeat, put them in the oven. It's so much better.
Do you just get the jar, though?
Yeah.
Good. That's what we want to hear. What about party season? Can we go to parties? Because that's like the build up to the big day.
Yeah.
And I like nothing more than Christmas parties where you can just hoover. Because I've decided that, you know, calories don't count in December.
Absolutely not.
This is maximum food. This is excessive. This is like how many.
It's what Santa would want.
Exactly. Well, how much smoked salmon, obviously. Mince pies. Basically, it's a carb feast. So in terms of snacks or even like your guilty pleasures in the month of December, what are you going for, Sarah?
Pigs in blankets all the way.
Yes.
But if you're doing that for a lot of people, that's a bit of a faff, isn't it?
Wrong
sausages. Oh, do you make them? I don't make. I just buy the ones in the supermarket, pigs in blankets. Do you actually wrap the bacon around the sausages? Yeah.
I would sometimes, that wouldn't put me off doing it because I love them so much.
Right, fair enough.
But if I wouldn't for a party, I would slightly downgrade the pigs in blankets so it's just a pig. mini sausages with honey and mustard, that would be my dream.
That's very nice.
Party food.
You do that nice Nigella one for parties, don't you, with the honey and
soy and cranberry or something. Yeah, very, very good.
I like just a bit, so cook them halfway in the oven and then when they're almost done, put the honey and mustard. And you want it to be so hot that it's slightly burning your face as you eat them.
Yes. I like a blister for Christmas Eve.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Love that for a party.
Awesome.
Excellent.
And mulled wine, yay or nay, people?
Absolutely for me.
Yeah. Although one year I did a thing called Moscow Mulled that I invented, which was mulled apple juice with star anise and cinnamon, all the usual stuff. And then I just put some vodka in it. It was really nice. I might do that again this year.
Oh, and you did a Christmassy Aperol one year with a sprig of rosemary. That was excellent.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah, and I think like a blood orange juice or a something. It had something. Cranberry juice, maybe.
Oh, this morning, I like a pomegranate juice with Prosecco. Christmas spritz. That's nice.
I did like a Bucks Fizz, but over the years, the Christmas dinner has become increasingly hard to make if I've had too much Bucks Fizz, and now I tend to wait till lunchtime.
I've fallen foul of that one myself.
Yeah. It's awesome. Like when
that's why all the prep helps. It's done, then.
Yeah, it's good. Now, look, this is all very well, isn't it? It's all very festive. It's all jolly. We're all having a lovely time. But let's get serious. Okay. It's time to talk about ham. Now, ham is something we take very seriously, Helen, especially at Christmas, isn't it?
Yes, so much so we have a competition. We get competitive.
I love this.
Gloves are off. We're going to go, we can't exchange any information. It's anonymous until the final call.
I can't actually think of another thing we're competitive about apart from ham. That's the one.
Absolutely it. I've drawn a blank, but yes, every year we try to out-ham each other. And so we've done 10 ham competitions.
I understand I've had a hand in the ham.
You have a prize winning ham because I think was
can
it
I get a
last year
or
the year before
yes,
I did
you
your
can.
Ham
can I
yeah
and your ham won me. It broke. Helen had a winning streak for many years.
Yes.
And I think it was your ham that broke the streak for
it's
me, Sarah. So
I went too clovey that year. I'd put in too many cloves.
Did you?
Yeah. I think it was like six cloves. I'm like, oh, they've got to be kidding. threw in a handful.
No.
Everyone said it tastes a bit like potpourri.
So, do you use a different recipe each year?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's not fair to keep doing the same.
And
one,
it's anonymous.
It?
I've gone sort of Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Oliver, but Ellie's Taming Twins ham, that's you, Sarah.
Thank
it
you.
Was so good that I made it for Christmas and I got complimented on, everyone was like, this is amazing.
It's a slow cooker ham.
Yes.
In the cider.
Yeah, so it's cooked in the slow cooker with cider. Very easy, very tasty. And then you bring it out and you just glaze the top of it, pop it in the oven.
And was it honey and... Is it honey and brown sugar?
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. It's really sensational.
Easy. Yeah, really
it's
good.
It's so good.
I think using the slow cooker for it is a win.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Let me blow your minds. I mean, this is, again, maybe give them a secret. I'm going to try this year.
Oh.
Ham in lilt.
Oh,
no, serious. Why would it all? People like ham and pineapple. I don't, but Pete, you do. You
oh,
like
I love
ham and pineapple.
Oh, Ellie.
I think that could be.
That's the like lilt is like the taste of my 80s childhood.
Well, it was your childhood really taste of tropical.
Yes, yeah.
That is what it is the taste of, isn't it?
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, all
perhaps,
right.
How about this? Lilt ham with a Bounty Bar glaze. Just melt a Bounty Bar. And look at Sarah's little cogs whirring.
Oh, wow.
How can I get this in the pot without Ellie?
That is something else.
I think you could keep that one.
That is
unless
like
you win,
a
and then I'll need some more information.
Oh, Malibu, because then that's the coconutty.
Mm,
what's
that's
a pineapple
true.
And Malibu cocktail?
Pina colada.
Yes.
Pina colada ham. Maybe that's a step too far.
Yeah,
it is.
I think no.
I think we've lost her. We've lost
her. I'm not putting my name to that one, but thank
now,
you.
I know we're all carnivores on the podcast, but can we talk vegetarian, vegan recipes? Because I think there's a few of them about, I've heard. Sometimes vegans come to dinner. Sometimes they're your friends or you're related to vegetarians. Who knows? But what would you cook these people?
There's no way of finding out.
Like people who run marathons. Who knows?
Yes. Oh. Like,
who knows?
Keep it so quiet.
I know.
So quiet.
Exactly. Vegans and marathon
fighting
runners.
Fighting in plain sight. I would cook. I think it's very easy to fall back on something with pastry. I don't think that's a bad thing because you can obviously buy a very good vegan pastry now. Mushrooms also, I feel, give you that kind of slightly meaty texture as a main course. So maybe I would go for a mushroom Wellington.
Yum.
Instead of beef, kind of cook a mushroom, pile them up and maybe other flavourings in there, some herbs and things wrapped in puff pastry. That would be a good one. Mm. Or stuffed butternut squash, always a classic.
Oh, what do you stuff it with? Lilton Bounty bars?
No, but I'm going to put that on my to-be-tested one list. Thank you. Just not taking that note. No, I stuff it with some mushrooms, maybe some rice, maybe some chestnuts.
Chestnuts is very good.
Yeah,
they're
love
quite
that.
Nice.
Love a chestnut.
Macadamia nuts is a very, very nice.
I love a macadamia.
They're
nut.
Very good. I think they're of the superior nut.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are very, very good. Yes, because I think everyone just thinks nut roast.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Or a veggie
nut
lasagna.
Roast city limit.
Yeah. Also, have you ever seen anything less attractive than a nut roast? It's like they are.
It looks like cow pat.
Tell you what's worse than a nut roast. Nut roast in a dump bag.
Oh. Another one for me to steer clear of. One's for me to avoid. A brown brick. No one wants that on their Christmas table.
Now, I know you two are like master chefs when it comes to Christmas, and I'm sure you'll have a list or whatever. But last year we had this debate with our friend Emily, who said, we're just having a get-together Christmas and everyone's bringing a different dish and it'll all just come together. It made Ellie unwell. She got very stressed about it on Emily's behalf.
Because I just think that's leaving too much to chance. You might end up with three potato salads. Obviously, if there's any like men coming back, women, they'll just bring like crisps.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
Six pack of crisps.
But honestly, you bought some crisps. In fact, now I feel awful, Sarah. You bought loads of crisps.
Well, I would eat a crisp buffet.
Yeah.
I wouldn't inflict that on everybody else necessarily as the only food. I couldn't do that. I could not.
Do you need to be the captain of the ship?
I have an absolute phobia of anyone being underfed or undercatered for. I'm never knowingly undercatered.
Yeah.
And so the thought of people coming and not being well fed would make me feel very anxious.
Potluck. No.
No, that would be very unlucky for me, in fact.
Right,
I couldn't make that.
The balance of it might be too many carbs, not enough meat, or something, it's anarchy, is that what we're saying? It's not right.
Yeah, I just want people to have a great time and be well fed. Mm. And I feel like that's, if you're inviting people, I feel like that's my job to make that happen, make that magic happen.
Or delegate very, very strategically.
Yeah.
But still, quantities, it's out of control. Yeah.
It's wild. Right.
Yeah.
Look, I'm feeling calmer already, Sarah, and ready for Christmas. But shall we wind ourselves up again by sharing some Scummy Mummy confessions?
What an excellent idea. Have you got one on the tip of your tongue, Sarah?
I was trying to give you one about food, and then last night I was telling my children that I was coming on this podcast and talking to them about Christmas, and I started telling them a story. And do you ever start talking to your children and think, why have I started this conversation?
Yep.
It was a mistake.
You were in deep. Yep.
And they obviously thought they were getting some kind of really wholesome Christmas tale about my childhood.
Sorry.
And I told them a story, and the story started with, do you know what a Yates's wine lodge is? And they looked at me with very confused face.
I don't even know what a Yates's wine lodge is.
I feel like it was something... I mean, they still exist, don't they?
Yes, yeah, they sort of appeared. You know, like Wetherspoons?
Yes.
Like worse than that.
Sticky. Okay.
And I told them the story about how Auntie Naomi, who's still my best friend and has been since I was five, and I used to go to a Yates's wine lodge for a magical Christmas Eve, every Christmas Eve, and I used to have to go back to my parents' house, who didn't drink, and crawl up the stairs without them hearing me. And
did you have a big chat on the white telephone at the end?
Yeah.
Did you call,
sadly,
talk to God at the end?
That would be a sweet relief at that point from those disgusting drinks that we used to drink on Christmas Eve in Yates's Wine Lodge. Anyway, I was telling my children this story, and I looked up last night and they just looked at me with wide eyes, aghast at the fact that this was their mother. Anyway, then I spoke to my friend Naomi, because we're having this conversation at the table, and I thought I'll send her a little voice note and remind her of this, and also inquire how we used to get home on Christmas Eve, because he can get a taxi on Christmas Eve. And she said, oh my god, I can't believe you're going to be on the Scummy Mummies podcast tomorrow. I love them so much. I saw them in Colchester and I nearly peed my pants. So there you go. Full circle.
It is full circle.
Well, you are welcome.
Thank you, Naomi. I love it when audience members tell me that they've wet themselves. I feel like, you know, we've done our job.
Yes, exactly.
I was going to share a Scummy Mummies Christmas confession. A few years ago, my son, he doesn't eat many things. Mm-hmm. So we had Christmas Day and it was a rush. We had to catch a ferry. It was hot. We were in Australia. And my ex-in-laws had booked us in at a posh sort of golf, members club. And it was all, you know, masses of food and beautiful, you know, seafood and all that sort of stuff. But Hugo refused to eat any of it. Any of anything. All he wanted to eat was potatoes and drink Coca-Cola, which he could obviously go up to the bar and get unlimited. So he just drank himself silly with so much Coke and obviously caffeine for a little boy that he vomited Cokey potato chunks across the Christmas table. Cola.
Wasn't this at the golf club?
This is at the posh
golf club
too. So that was incredibly scummy.
That's lovely. Well, my confession is that my son, much like your son, my little son, he doesn't eat anything. He doesn't like roast dinners, he doesn't like turkey, he doesn't even like chicken, he doesn't like roast potatoes, pigs in blankets, he doesn't like carrots if they're cooked, nothing. So to be honest, for Christmas lunch, as we know, I'm a wanker. I will do the full turkey and the stuffing and all the banana bread sauce, blah, blah, blah. And then I will put a frozen pizza in the oven for my son. And perhaps because it's Christmas and Pizza Express dough balls, they're not cheap. And that will be his Christmas lunch. And frankly, he will be happy.
Yeah.
And then so we all will. So that's what that is. But I think I'm just hoping he'll grow out of it one day. Maybe
Hugo has had many pizzas for Christmas.
Yeah.
My brother, we had it at his restaurant a few years ago. And he had made, like, he slow cooked the meats for like 24 hours because it was in a restaurant. And then Hugo had a pizza.
Although, I tell you what I might do, I've just had a thought, actually. I did make, out of your book the other day, your traffic light pizza.
Oh, nice.
Which is where I thought you had to make pizza, you had to do all yeast and all that. No. You just get yogurt, don't you? Greek yogurt and flour. I made that. Mm. But the point of your traffic light pizza is it's got, like, different vegetables on it.
Yeah.
So I just left those off.
And it's ready in less than half an hour.
And it took me, like, hardly any time at all. And he ate it and he said it was really nice. So perhaps that'll make me feel slightly better about the fact
you could do, like, a Santa kind of...
You could,
with
yeah.
some tomatoes.
Yes, you could. Why don't you come yeah. round? Yes, you could. He won't eat tomatoes.
Okay.
He'll eat cool. tomato sauce, obviously.
On the pizza.
On the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, won't eat ketchup in real life.
I did
that's
a pizza in the
disgusting.
Shape of a Christmas tree once. There you go. That's 100%
see,
that's
you could have cheesy, you know, get the puff pastry trees. Pizza, something like that.
Amazing.
There you go.
Brilliant. Oh, I love it.
We've Christmas is sold. Christmas is done.
Christmas is saved.
It's a
yet
Christmas
again
miracle.
By Sarah
yeah.
Rossi. Yes. Oh, thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on the podcast. So your books, what are your books called?
What's for Dinner in 30 Minutes and What's for Dinner in One Pot.
And we have cooked loads of things out of them, haven't we?
Absolutely brilliant.
Ideal Christmas Gifts, also one could
say. That's what I was thinking, actually. Where can you get your books, Sarah Rossi?
You know, where everyone knows where to get books. Why do you have to say that?
I like it.
Answer the helpful. Question.
On Amazon or all good independent bookstores.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank
Sainsbury's.
You. Somebody whatever. May not know.
Just write in, she'll send you one, I expect. I don't know.
And follow lovely Sarah at Taming Twins. And your videos are excellent. Not just the ones with your dog in it, but all of them.
So yes, we're on tour. It's, yes, Christmas tour time, Helen. Very
absolutely.
Exciting.
We're going to all wonderful places. Not just this year, but we've booked gigs until December the 14th, 2024, people.
Unbelievable.
So check out the website, scummymummies.com, for details.
So yes, they make ideal Christmas gifts. Perhaps you're an unimaginative man who's struggling with what to get their wife for Christmas, or perhaps you're an unimaginative wife struggling with what to get their wife for Christmas. Why not get them a fun night out with some old slags?
The gift of laughter, Ellie.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what
yes,
I meant.
Yes, that's what you meant. And I must say, obviously, thank you to you, Sarah, for coming all this way. And listeners don't know this, but you made us a Terry's chocolate orange Rocky Road.
I did.
That made my whole body explode with joy.
It's so good.
It is so good.
Thank you.
It's got like 8 different types of chocolate. It's just
10 different types of joy.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
My God.
It's got 2 whole chocolate oranges in there, which I feel like is always
that's 2 of your 5 a day.
Quite good. Yeah,
that is 2 of your 5 a day.
And a massive thank you to the fabulous White Stuff, Ellie.
Yes, thank you so much.
And of course, they've got the discount code
SCUMMIES15.
SCUMMIES15. SCUMMIES15. Go to whitestuff.com or even just go to whitestuffuk at Instagram to check out all the fashions, Ellie.
Lovely.
You get 15%
fashions.
Off all those beautiful things. There's stuff for men, there's stuff for women, children, there's Christmas decorations, there's accessories.
Could have just said people. I mean, I don't, that's all human.
Not dogs. honestly, they've got some gorgeous things, and I'm going to be buying a few of their fabulous Christmas decorations because £5 goes to charity, Ellie.
Yep.
Lovely sparkly things, beautiful velvet things. Knock yourself out.
Absolutely.
Thank you, White Stuff.
And thank you, Sarah Rossi. Happy Christmas, Sarah Rossi.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to us all.
Oh.
Pass a crisp. Come on.
Yeah, let's
we're
going
to get to meet some crisps.
Okay. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
And again, Scummy Mummy's tickets, Helen, make ideal Christmas presents. However,
don't
they are non-refundable.
Yeah.
Just for clarity. But
don't
you can always
email
give them to a friend.
Email the venue.
Yeah, don't. Don't
sorry, that sounded bitter. Just, why not email the venue?
Yeah.
We don't manage the tickets.
I'll cut that. Don't even come. We don't want you.
I don't care.
We don't want your money.
Honestly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.